school days, dear old golden rule days.
Nominate your favorite teacher to win a WMEX prize. Each day, Color Radio will award a prize to the teacher of the day. All teachers are eligible, grammar school, high school, and college. Be sure to include your teacher's name, school, and city, and your own name. Do something nice for your teacher. Send your favorite teacher's name to Teacher of the Day, the new WMEX Boston 15.
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Matt the Cat back on the podcast, Friday Night Cat Fight. Thank you so much for continuing to support MattTheCat.com. I really appreciate it, baby. I'm dressed in black, on the attack, and ready to get back to school. This week's show is all about back to school songs and staying in school songs. So, baby, don't be a dropout. Hang right where you're at. Now, I decided to leave out tunes about high school dances and high school hops and high school sweethearts and, you know, good morning, a little schoolgirl and things like that. We're not going to deal with that this week. We're going to deal with going back to school, getting back in class, and staying in school. And coming up near the end of the show, we're going to have a battle royale, a Friday Night Cat Fight between two songs about a subject that, it's definitely bound to happen to you in high school. You're bound to get involved in some hanky-panky. And as a tribute to the late Ellie Greenwich, who passed away a couple of days ago, we're going to have the original Raindrops version of Hanky Panky versus Tommy James and the Shondells chart-topping version of Hanky Panky. Also this week, we lost Johnny Carter of the Flamingos and the Dells. Going to hear from him at the end of the show. And this was also a very sad week as we lost one of the greatest senators of all time. And being from Massachusetts, there's an extra special place in my heart for Senator Ted Kennedy. But baby, before we go back to school, we have to get down to the heart of the reason why we're going back to school. Paul Anka is going to tell us from September of 1960. This song hit number 11 on the charts. We're going back to school because summer's gone. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Summer's gone, and no songbirds are singing, because you're gone, gone from my arms, gone from my lips, but you're still in mine. What to do? Oh, I'm left here just crying over you. Oh, I'm so blue. What can I do now that you're gone?
Gone from
gone from my lips, but still in my heart.
Summer's over, all over. Guess it had to end. Bye bye, good times. Back to school again. It's all over, back to school for me.
Now. One more time now. Back to school. Hey. everybody. Hey, now that's it. Come on. Come on. Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. I'm sorry. You got it. Yeah, the teacher's calling. Ring-a-ling-ding-ding. That goes the bell. That goes the bell. One more time.
There's one you don't hear every day. Morocco Music Makers off the Motown label, 1963, Back to School. Before that, Back to School one more time, Philly disc jockey Jerry Blavitt, better known as the Geeter with the Heater. That song was cut in 1961 and originally released on the Favor label. Then it was reissued on Cameo and Favor in 1965. Back to School one more time. We heard Timmy, oh yeah, Rogers, spinning off of the Cameo label, fall of 1957. Song that hit number 36 on the charts, Back to School Again. And the set was kicked off with Summer's Gone, Paul Anka from 1960. Let's keep those Back to School songs going strong, baby. Get back in class with the Cashmeres. Here's Back to School Again. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Working so hard already.
I saw you there. My heart started singing. I fell in love with you the first day of school. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Walked in the room and looked in my eyes. Oh, how I felt.
First day of school, it's coming up. Or maybe you've already started school. Either way, we heard a great one from the Goldenrods from 1957 off of VJ Records, and I wish I was back to school. Gary U.S. Bonds gave us School Is In. Of course, that's the sequel to his hit School Is Out. I think School Is Out is a more popular record, though, if you know what I mean. And the Cashmeres sent us back to school again. Now, this next record you've probably heard many, many times. We used to play it a lot on the 50s on 5. It's High School USA by Tommy Fassenda. But here's the real story. Tommy Fassenda, of course, was part of Gene Vincent's Blue Caps. He was one of the clappers. And he split the Blue Caps and released his own record in 1959 called High School USA. It was put out on the LeGrand label, and it featured high schools around his native Virginia. See, he was from Portsmouth, Virginia. Well, when the record was picked up by Atlantic, they had him redo the song in order to put national markets in the song. So he started listing off high schools across the country. Then Atlantic asked him to do 28 versions of the song for those individual markets. And on the old Night Prowl show, I used to play, you know, the Boston version, the New York version, the L.A. version. Well, this week on the Friday Night Catfight, I'm going to play a version of the song I've never played for you before. The original Virginia Portsmouth version. Now, listen closely because all the other versions of the song use the same backing track. The music and background singers sound the same on all those 28 regional versions that you've heard so much. This original version of the song released on LeGrand Records sounds completely different. So here's Tommy Fassenda, 1959, and the original High School USA. We're going back to school this week on the Friday Night Catfight Podcast.
High School USA.
Standing here thinking about you, thought I'd write a song about you and dedicate it to you. Take a listen. If you didn't go back to school this year, you're really not groovy. Maybe you feel that school is a drag, it just don't move you. But did you ever think about how square you look standing in an employment line because school didn't interest you? You really ought to think about it. Without an education, you could only be a tramp. Broke iron shoes, no haircut, just plain old country. Don't worry about the fellas on the corner calling you green because you're betting your future condition. You really ought to think about it. And furthermore, tell them that Otis Redding say you're very wise because you'll be at the top when they get there. And if they make it, when they get there, if they make it, when they get there, if they make it, you really ought to think about it. Think about it.
Just remember this simple rule: to be the driver and not the man. This is kind of an unusual way to come into your home, but I'd like to say this record is dedicated to the kids in school and also the young adults that might be able to go to night school. This record will serve as a reminder in your home to keep the kids in school and don't be a dropout, for you'll have a better chance than me and my parents and most of the people had. Thank you very, very much. Now, a good friend of mine sat with me and he cried. He told me a story, I know he hadn't lied. He said he went for a job, and this the man said, without an education, you might as well be dead. Now, don't get me wrong, he said it's not who you are, but people come to me from a near and a far. But I do just work, and I follow the rules. Didn't have an education, so I had to go back to school. My friend told all his buddies that he loved so well, and of their personal troubles, I will not tell. Now those guys didn't seem good, and they didn't seem bad. They didn't seem so happy, and I know they weren't sad. But the point isn't that they follow the rules. They got an education, and they all finished school. Underneath his tears, I could see the true fact. When he dropped out of school, he never, never went back. Got to listen now, now.
What he said,
without an education,
might as well be dead.
Look here. So one day he got tired of his little spending change. So he looked up his friends to check their pay ring. When he got there, the crib, he found that he was a drag. 'Cause man, they were clean, and his clothes were like red. One was a businessman with a plenty of dough. He had his thing so set up, he knew he couldn't blow. The other had his job, so uptight. He had his whole family and his kids all out of sight. Tell me one more time now.
What he said,
without an education,
might as well be dead.
They looked at him and he was in the same old bag. For his friends, they worked real hard when the work that went through. Now he realized he should have done the same thing too. Tell me one more time now. Tell me
what he said.
Without an education,
might as well be dead.
But they got to get some learning now.
What he said.
Without an education,
might as well be dead.
The last time I'm gonna say, they've kept on pushing when the going was tough, and now they know that things don't seem so rough. So kids, stay in school, don't be no drag. Take a fool's advice and stay out of that bag.
What he said,
without an education,
might as well
not dead. Got to get some money now.
Just heard a bunch of songs about staying in school. That's James Brown, 1966. And don't be a dropout, baby. You got to stay in school. Before that, Brenda Holloway, Motown, 1966. Play it cool, stay in school. And Otis Redding gave you a personal plea to stay in school. And the original version of High School USA from Tommy Fassenda, 1959. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have two versions of Hanky Panky going up against each other. The original written by Ellie Greenwich and performed by her group with her husband Jeff Barry in The Raindrops against Tommy James and the Shondells, 1966 chart-topping version of the song. But first, baby, time to get back to the class. The very first record released by Chubby Checker, It came out on Parkway Records, hit number 38 on the national charts in 1959. Chubby kicks us off with The Class. And listen to the different impressions he does throughout this song. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Here comes the teacher now. All right, class, let's all be seated. I'm the music teacher, Dig. That's who I am. I want to know if all you cats and kittens did your homework. When Mary had a little lamb. Solid. Let's hear your homework there, my man Fats.
Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. In everywhere that Mary went, that crazy lamb would go.
Fats, that's tough. Now let's hear you coaches do your stuff.
They followed her to school, which was against the rule. Teacher flipped his lid,
but the lamb just played it cool.
Get in the corner with old Charlie Brown. Now let's hear Elvis put it down.
You ain't nothing but a little lamb, a little lamb. So Mary ditched that square. Cause when I get back, I'm gonna be
your daddy back.
Elvis, you're still king. Cozy, cozy, no use rushing. I got your homework on that old percussion.
Mary, part two.
Man, this class is saying something. Get out, everybody. Cut loose. The session's through. I'm strolling down to the kindergarten and check what the little cats can do. You ready, Ricky?
I'm on.
Frankie? Fabian, Fabian, Fabian! What do you mean I gotta go? Now wait, I don't think. Now wait, class, cool it! All class dismissed.
The school of rock and roll session all year long. rock and roll work is what they love best. The school of rock and roll whole session all year long. Yeah, well, the school of rock and roll is where I long to go.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat, you're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat, down the halls and into the street, up to the corner and round the bend, right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot, you gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance, feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance, feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll, deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll, beat of the drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll, feeling is there, body and soul.
Oh, baby, doesn't that one just bring back what the school day used to be like? 1957, Chess Records for the Shakespeare of rock and roll, Chuck Berry rockin' steady. Gene Summers from 1958 gave us a rock-a-baby. And the School of Rock and Roll, that's where we go each week here in the Friday Night Cat Fight. We heard Nikki and the Nobles from New Haven, Connecticut, 1958, released on George Goldner's End Records. Nikki of Nikki and the Nobles was Nick Delano from New Haven. School Bells. And Chubby Checker took us back to the class, 1959. Coming up in just a few, it's the Battle Royale of Hanky Panky. But first, let's go to 1960, released on the Philips International record label, which was a subsidiary of Sun Records. It's Charlie Rich with School Days.
School days, school days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing, arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in calico. I was your bashful barefoot boy. I wrote on your slate, I dig you so. When we were just a couple of kids, was your best foot, barefoot bone. I wrote on your slate, I dig you so. When we were just a couple of kids, yeah, just a swinging couple of kids, yeah, just a swinging bunch of kids.
Chicks, ah! Kicks, ah! Cats, ah! Cool, ah! School, ah! Yeah, 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 I go with swinging school.
La 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 la.
Poetic chicks are kicks and the cats are cool.
La 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 la.
Oh, well, we dance the greatest and we dress the latest. Whoa, 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 I go with swinging school.
Baby, we're going back to class. We're going back to school because we know it's cool to stay in school and get our high school diploma. The Capers off VJ 1959. Before that, Be True to Your School, Rah Rah Shish Boom Bah, The Beach Boys. That, of course, is the single version of the song. If you take out the cheerleaders and you pitch it up a notch, you get the album version of the song, which is just a little bit faster. We all go to a swinging school, Bobby Rydell, 1960, a song that hit the top five off the Cameo label. And Charlie Rich with School Days. All right, baby, time for the Battle Royale. It's a Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm going to play two versions of the same song. This week's song is Hanky Panky. I want you to listen to them both in their entirety. Don't rush to judgment just because you've heard one way more than you've heard the other one. Listen to them both with fresh ears and then decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. When you've decided, go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote in the poll for the one you dig the most and leave a comment as to why you picked the version you did, if you would like. If you don't want to leave a comment, don't leave a comment. It's up to you, baby. Now, the song Hanky Panky was written in 1963 by Jeff Barry and the late, great Ellie Greenwich, who passed away earlier this week. They wrote it during a recording session because, well, like so many groups, they needed a B-side. So they decided to throw something together for the B-side of That Boy John. Well, they didn't think it was a very good song, but they put it out. Well, it just so happens that garage bands across the country started to play that song, Hanky Panky, off the B-side of That Boy John. And at one point, Tommy James overheard a garage band doing that song. Well, he was going into the studio. He actually went into the WNIL radio studio to cut the song in Niles, Michigan, in late 1963. He only remembered a couple of lines from the song, so he kind of made up the rest. And really, there is not a sloppier, greater number one record than Tommy James and the Shinedowns' Hanky Panky. I mean, that puppy is thrown together. That, along with Louie Louie, have got to be, you know, two of the greatest amateur-sounding rock and roll records of all time. And that's what rock and roll is all about. Tommy James' version of the song came out on the local Snap label, but didn't receive national distribution, so the thing fell flat. It got some airplay in Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana, but outside of that tri-state region, it did nothing. Tommy James, having a flop record, quit the business, broke up the Shinedowns, went back to school, and a couple of years later, it was 1965, the song started to receive some airplay in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh jock got a hold of Tommy James, who was unemployed at the time. And with the renewed interest in the record, Tommy James formed a new Shinedowns because the old group didn't want to get back together. He took the master tapes to New York and sold the song to Roulette Records. They put it out, and in July of 1966, it became a smash hit, eventually rising to number one on the Billboard charts and launching the career of Tommy James in the Shinedowns. To think a throwaway B-side launches the career of one of the most successful groups of the late 1960s. So now for your ears, cats and kittens, I'm going to play both versions of Hanky Panky back to back. We're going to start off with the Raindrops. We're going to move into Tommy James and the Shinedowns. Choose the one you dig the most and vote for it at FridayNightCatFight.com. This, of course, is the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight.
My baby does the hanky panky. 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 Nice and slow. My baby is fine. My baby loves the hanky panky. My baby loves the hanky.
Out of My baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Cats and kittens, time for you to vote. FridayNightCatFight.com. Which one do you dig the most? Which version of Hanky Panky do you like better? Tommy James and the Shondells, or the first version you heard, the original by the Raindrops? As we dedicate that to the late, great Ellie Greenwich, who passed away earlier this week. A cat who passed away about a week ago, Johnny Carter, who was one of the original forming members of the Flamingos, and in 1960 joined the Dells. He was a fantastic tenor, and if you want to read more about him, just check out your Prowlin' with Matt the Cat email newsletter. And if you haven't signed up for the email newsletter, do it at the bottom of my homepage, www.mattthecat.com. Now, many people have done tributes over the last week, and of course, they always play Golden Teardrops, which is a song Johnny Carter wrote. It's one of the most beautiful records ever recorded. It is a staple among doo-wop records, and it has his soaring tenor in the background. I could play that one for you, but I'm deciding to go with another record, one that features him on lead vocal. I want you to hear a whole record of Johnny Carter's fantabulous voice. So from 1954, we're going to close down this week's Friday Night Cat Fight show with the flip side of the Flamingos' version of Cross Over the Bridge. It was released on the Chance label. Here's Listen to My Plea, the late, great Johnny Carter. And thank you, cats and kittens, for supporting MattTheCat.com and the Friday Night Cat Fight. I will catch you on the flip side next week for a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight show. Until then, keep grinning and keep those records spinning. And now, Johnny Carter.
And I'm down on my bending knees. So won't you please, 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 please listen to my plea. Yes, I just got to have a baby and have mercy on me. So won't you please, 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 please listen to my plea. You know my love runs deeper, deeper than any sea. We all make mistakes, so won't you please forgive for me. Well, I just got to have a baby, and I'm sure you know what I mean. So won't you please, please, please listen to my plea. Please.